Welcome to Christian Community Center of Los Angeles, or as we love to call it, 3CLA, the Church for Truth Seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about 3CLA and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at our website, 3CLA.org. We also encourage you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show yourself approved unto God, Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
So it is a blessing to be sharing with you this morning. I know that when we do communion, our time is a bit limited, but that's all right. We're going to hear what Yahweh is saying to us anyway. Is that okay with you? And I'll be mindful of the time. I just want to get a couple of things out. We've been talking about spiritual architecture and design for life. We're almost done. We have today, and then next week, and we're done. I'll be on the 9th gate this Sunday. Next Sunday is the 10th, and then we're going to go and move on to some things that he is speaking to us moving forward. But we had to get this life right. I don't know about you, but you know, I had some rebuilding to do. Ain't nobody perfect, right? Where are my perfect people at then? Okay, so am I the only one that's been rebuilding?
No.
If you've been rebuilding, say I'm on.
I'm on.
All right. So I know that, you know, there's some things that he wants to do in us. Really quickly, go to Ephesians, the second chapter. This is where we've kind of been springing from. Ephesians 2:10, and it says simply this, and you all will notice that when I'm going through the scripture, I will use the true Hebrew names. The reason I do that is because that's what the names were. And if that's what the names were, that's what the names are. The word says to study to show ourselves approved. The true names actually meant something. We did not just call people names just because they sound good. We did not call, you know, oh, what does Alizé really mean? What does that mean? Right? What is Audi? What does that really mean? We're naming people after different things, but we're not, they have no meaning. So what we're saying is that in scripture, Yahweh gave, he was very deliberate in the names. And then when someone was converted, or their life was transformed, what was the first thing he did? Changed their name. Why? Because it meant something. So that is why the name Jesus did not come till 1611. So what were they calling him prior to that? What was his name? It's Yeshua. Last I checked, you don't have to translate a name, right? You translate words, but names are what they, because what, you go somewhere else, and they calling your name something else. Are you going to answer?
No.
Right? I told you about when I was working for a corporate and I was hosting the Japanese firm that came in and they were speaking in Japanese. And then they kept, you know, whatever they were saying in Japanese. And then the next thing they said is Tom Washington, meaning that I'm speaking everything else. But when I come to your name, I got to what? I got to speak your name. Right? And so that's the same thing with Yeshua. You do not have to translate his name. His name does not need translation. His name means he will save. Yeshua means he will save, he will deliver, and he will rescue. And that is why we're able to even be here in his presence, because evidently somebody is saved, somebody is rescued, and somebody's delivered by that name. So, so that is why you'll see, you know, the King James, we'll put that in the parentheses. But the true name, we pull those things out. True meanings, we pull those out too. So it says, we are his workmanship, created in Mashiach Yeshua unto good works, which Yahweh, and we use that a Hebrew tetragrammaton, yod heh vav heh, which we pronounce Yavah, hath ordained that we should what? Walk in them. So we are his workmanship. So anything that he's working on should come from him. Anything in our life that needs working on should what? Come from him. Because his word speaks to our life. Every aspect of our life, he is speaking to us on. Right? There are no problems that you are going through that he has not spoken of in his word.
Come on.
Well, you know, you don't understand. We are. It's the same stuff, just a different year.
Come on now.
The players may have changed.
Come on now.
But the play itself remains the same. The game remains the same. So you're not going through nothing unique. You're not going through nothing that anybody else has not gone through and has not had to come through the word of Yahweh for, okay? You're not special in that way.
Come on now.
The word applies to you, right? To us, right? So I'm just a vessel. So I still got stuff to fix. You still got stuff to fix. The church is a hospital. Hallelujah. Thank God we have a place to come to where we can mend our lives. Okay. So we were talking about the gates. Show the picture of the gate. If you were, you know, you're not too keen on exactly what we were talking about. Basically, this is a synopsis. The children of Israel came through. Oh, okay, thank you. The children of Israel, they went through all kinds of stuff. Kind of like us. They were in the wilderness for 40 years, then wandered around in some other stuff. After that, for another 30. So 70 years, they was hard-headed, not doing what Yahweh instructed them to do. They was good for a minute, and then they will bump their head because they get into their own understanding and want to do their own thing. Sounds kind of like some people I know. You know, we'll be rolling good in God, in Yahweh. He bless us and stuff. And then next thing you know, we like, oh, well, I'm good now. So let me start calling some of the shots. And guess what happens? Can y'all please pray for me? Can you tell the intercessor? I'm going, hold up. Well, after you, we saw you all the time. And then once you start really doing good, then you disappear. And then the next thing we know, you calling for the prayer line. Isn't it good that we serve a God that it's good to know, there's a song. It's good to know he'll be there if ever I fall.
Hello.
But it's better to know that I don't have to fall at all. And for y'all, it's better to know that we don't have to bump our head all the time. Do you know that you don't have to bump your head? You serve a God that has tried to warn you about everything. And so anyway, they came back to their place and their city, and their city was destroyed. But hallelujah, he still had mercy, and he was still trying to help them rebuild it. And so the city had all of these gates. And so all of the gates but one had to be rebuilt. And so we've been talking about the significance of each and every one of these gates, because when we dig into it, we find out that those gates have significance to our salvation. And if anybody wants to rebuild properly, I suggest you go back to the media ministry, get what we've been talking about for the last few weeks. I think we've done like maybe 18 messages on all these, so we're winding it down. But today, we are at the East Gate. And go to Nehemiah, the third chapter. And that whole third chapter is talking about the rebuilding of all of them. And they called them all out, which meant that they all had some kind of significance. So go to Nehemiah or Nehemiah, the third chapter. And And we're going to go to the 29th verse. And so it says, After them, Zadok, the son of Immer, made repairs in the front of his own house. After him, Shemaiah, the son of Shehaim, the keeper of the east gate, made repairs. Now, the east gate led directly to the temple in the city. And it's what we've known today in that city as the Golden Gate. Now, the tradition says that Yeshua, when he made his entrance into that city, came through that gate. And so what the Yehudim's Jewish people believe is that when he comes back, the east gate means that he's what? He's coming back. And an aspect of our relationship with Yahweh is this. Parents gave me instructions. Maybe it was a Saturday. Dad's going to do some work. Mom, she's doing hair on Saturday. But she was a beautician, and y'all know how y'all do on Saturday. Saturday is the day that you get your hair done. So with us, we wanted to be a lazy day. But Saturday is the day that all the junk from Monday through Friday, dishes, broom, everything else, clothes. So these were the instructions. When we get back, before we get back, y'all about to have all this stuff vacuumed. Them dishes better be done. Everything. Why? Beds made up. Because you have what? Work. What does that mean? Anybody had that experience? Parents said,
oh yeah.
Now, you got your wife. Now, we didn't necessarily know. This was back before the days of cell phones. This was before GPS. So we could not track them. So we really never knew when they were coming home. But we knew this. If we didn't have it done by the time they came home, something's going to happen. So you better do it. And so, and this is how we knew that they was coming home. That engine putting up the driveway. Yeah, he home. Okay, let's hurry up. Make sure this is done. Almost this thing. When Yeshua ascended, he was like, I got some stuff for y'all to do. And you need to do it before I get back. You need to do it before I get back. Because when I get back, it's going to be late. Y'all not hear me, though.
All right, now. All
right. Go to John, Yohanan. So Yeshua was demonstrating to us, and I'm only going to take like 10, 15 minutes of your time. Don't trip. John, 5th chapter, Yohanan. Because there's something, we've got to get this, even in this month of sharing, we got to get this thing. A lot of us are so lazy in our spirituality. We don't share it. There's no urgency. And he said that we would see the signs before his return. I don't know about you, but there's a lot of craziness going on.
Come on now.
You see, the government has done lost its mind, his mind, its mind. Their minds. Confusion, wars, rumors of wars. Picking fights with countries, talking on calling them rocket men.
Come on now.
You used to be a time you didn't play with nuclear war. That was serious. But it's a sign of the times. So Yeshua, when he came on the scene, in his ministry, in his 34, getting ready to, he knew that his time was short to show us what's going on because he had to go to the cross. So these are the kind of things he was doing. Go to John 5th chapter, 11th verse. He answered them, He that made me whole. Now, let me give you a synopsis. Yeshua, with his disciples, creating miracles. The religious church folk was like, what are you doing? It's the Sabbath. We don't do nothing on the Sabbath. Oh, but nobody can be healed on the Sabbath? So Yeshua had healed this man. And so now the religious folk are saying, he answered them, said, he that made me whole, the same said unto me, he told me to take up my bed and walk. It's the Sabbath though. So the 12th day answered him and said, what man is that which said unto thee, take up thy bed and walk? You ain't got no business taking up your bed and walk. It's the Sabbath. But this dude was crippled for years. Wait, my boy, and Yeshua healed him and told him, now, get that bed that you've been laying on all this time, take it up and walk on out of here. Hallelujah. What a miracle. But these folk, the 13th verse, and he that was healed was not who it was. He didn't realize it was Yeshua. For Yeshua had conveyed himself away. That means that he had gone with the multitude being in that place. 14, after Yeshua findeth him in the temple and said unto him, behold, thou art made whole. Sin no more, lest the worst thing come upon you. The man departed and told the Jews or Yehudims that it was Yeshua that made him whole. 16, and therefore did the Jews persecute Yeshua, hating on him, talking about him, and they wanted to slay him because he had done these things.
He had done good. Come on.
He came here to do this stuff.
All right, now.
And he was like, y'all can later with the Sabbath miss me with all that. I got work to do. 17th verse. And Yeshua answered unto them, and this is what I'm saying to you. My Father worketh hitherto, and I work. My Father works.
That's what he said.
Huh? And I'm working. My Father's working every day.
Every day.
And therefore, what? I work. There was an urgency.
Yes, it was.
He was trying to show them this. The disciples were with him. He's trying to show them, listen, we got work to do. Tell your neighbor, we got work to do.
We got work to do.
Listen, there are people out here hurting. There are people out here going through. There are people out here that are not encouraged, and they need encouragement. They need direction. They need God in their lives. You have God in your life, and you realize how bad you needed him.
Come on now.
Don't you know there's some other folks just like you that need the same thing that you needed? You know how ratchet you were.
Oh my.
Some of us, but some of us still dabbling in the ratchetness. Hallelujah for the ability to reveal, but you realize how much you need him in your life.
Come on.
So there's an urgency. Go to the 9th chapter. We're going through this thing. I'm gonna keep my promise. Yohanan 9. John, we like to use the Hebrew names. Yohanan or John, the 9th chapter. And Yeshua passed by, first verse, a man which was blind from his birth. I mean, here we go again. I mean, this is just a couple. And second verse says, and his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Dude, why are you concerned about all that? He needs help. He's blind and he needs help. You, when you come across somebody that's homeless, well, why, how'd they get homeless? Did they pay their bills? I mean, what? Stop. That ain't your business. What your business is to do is that if Yahweh is leading you to be a help to this person, to be generous to this person, to give gospel to this person, to give knowledge, then you need to be obedient and just do the work. Not worry about, how they end up over here. Tell your neighbor, that ain't our business. It's not. Can we just understand, y'all, that people need help?
Hello. Just like that. That's it.
Come on, y'all. Where is the compassion in our life? We are living in an age where nobody don't care about nobody.
Nobody.
That's not you. You have been saved by a God that has shown you mercy, that has shown you compassion, that has shown you grace. You getting stuff that you don't even deserve. You getting opportunities that should have gone to somebody else but God. Therefore, you're an instrument to bring this gospel, to help other people. When we happen upon people, we just need to be obedient and help. These dudes, who did? Is that, did he sin? Did his parents sin? Why was he born blind? And Yeshua answered, neither has this man sinned nor his parents. Shut up. That's, if I could get the tone of what was going on. But the works of Yahweh should be made manifest in him. There's a need. I got power. Let's do it. There's a need. I got the anointing. Let's do it. Fourth verse. Yeshua said, I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. What does while it is day mean? Because the night cometh. And when the night comes, hey, nobody, you can't see. We worked in the garden, we had to do that before the streetlights came on. Nighttime comes. You can't work. Saints, night is coming. And as far as I'm concerned, we in some kind of twilight where the street lights start to come on. Because stuff is looking real dark. And we got stuff to do, y'all. We got to get this gospel out. We got to lead people to transformation. There are so many things. That's why this month of sharing is so important. Because who got a testimony? Do you remember where you were? Do you remember what condition you were in? Another question. Do you remember the day you was delivered? I don't know if you remember it good enough. I said, do you remember the day you were delivered? You was like, that's what we're talking about. I must work the works of him that sent me while it's day. Night cometh. And then what? No man can work. Next verse says what? As long as I'm in the world. Who are you? Anybody in the world right now? Anybody in the world? Well, guess what? You got the Holy Ghost in you. Guess what? You the light. He even told you in scripture, you are salt and light. You light up the dark places. Why am I in this job? Maybe you got an assignment. Maybe it's supposed to be for you to light this place up. Why am I in this neighborhood? Maybe you're supposed to be a light. We meet people. The Holy Spirit tells us you need to talk to that person. When we're not obedient, we miss out on something. right? I think about when Apostle said that he was searching and he met some man. One of his kids was going to the YMCA because he was a coach. And God told him, you know that man that you met? With your kid? He said, go see him. Well, that man ended up being Elder Ralph Lewis. He was a preacher. And you didn't even know he was a preacher. He was just bringing his kid. But God knew how ratchet. And that he was going, this is his testimony. He wouldn't use that word. But this is his testimony. And he was going through stuff and he said, God spoke to him and said, that man that brought his kid, go see him. Go talk to him. And that man happened to be Elder Ralph Lewis, who was a pastor. When he came to him, long story short, he got baptized and filled with the Holy Spirit. Had he not done that, I don't know, y'all be in trouble. Because he started all this. From being obedient, the seed of obedience grew to something like this that impacted your life. That doesn't that tell you you have the same responsibility? As long as you are in the world, you are the light. And the sixth verse says, when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground. Oh, and then that, the reason I included this, when he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground, Yeshua, and made clay. And then he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay, and the blind man became sighted. I included this scripture because he was, what is that? He was working. He had to take that. I don't know how much spittle it takes to make some. But that spittle was anointed. And he took that and then put that on the man's eyes. And maybe the disciples was like, what? But just like he said, I got to work the works. I'm working. Oh, last scripture. Because I could say more. But I'm going to give you this. 1 Yohanan, the second chapter. 28th verse. I really want to encourage you. It's not my job to just work. But that's for the pastor. He don't want to talk. No. Yeah, I got my job to do. You got jobs you're supposed to do. I got my work. You have a work that's kingdom work that you're supposed to do. And this is all what we have been called to do. Say this. I've been called. You, by being saved, you've been called. I'm not saying you call to preach, but we've all been given the gospel of the ministry of reconciliation to tell people that they've been reconciled back. Even if all we say is, Yeshua died for your sins, and so now through Yeshua, you can have a relationship with the Father. I'm just trying to tell you.
Come on now.
You going through some stuff. I see you got a lot of anxiety. I see you got a lot of stuff going on in your life. I see you're living in lack. I see you hurting. I see that I know a God that can solve all of those issues.
Hey.
And I know that he can do it because I had issues. And he worked out all my issues and is still working on the ones that's coming. But hallelujah, what he did for me, he can do for you. And if you say that, now come on to church and then, we'll do the heavy lifting when you get here. But you got to share that. Last scripture, 1 Yohanan, 2nd chapter, 28th verse. And now, little children, abide in him. Abide is from the Greek word, meno. And meno means this, remain. See, this is a problem. We're supposed to be in him, but we don't stay in him.
Come on.
We're supposed to acknowledge him, but we don't stay connected in knowledge. It means to remain, to dwell continually, to not depart. And if you do this, if you stay in him, if you minnow, then there's something for you. And it says, and go back to the scripture, and now little children, minnow in him, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence. Hold up. We may have confidence. Can you really say today that if he were to appear, are you confident? I'm scanning the audience. Let me step forward. Let me lean forward. Are y'all confident? I mean, listen, you ain't got to lie, Craig. I'm just... You need to be confident. So don't. If you're not confident, you know, hold up. But he's saying, abide in him so that when he shall appear, you may have confidence and not be ashamed. That's strong, isn't it?
Oh, yes.
I don't want to be ashamed. And for me, a shame would be, I thought I told you to do this stuff before I came back. And he back. And it's too late. I couldn't do it. I didn't work the works of him while it was day. And now it's night. I don't want to be ashamed before him at his coming. Because guess what? Either way, you're going to have to face him.
Hallelujah.
If you do it, if you've done good, you're going to have to face him. If you didn't do it, you still going to. And there's two things. He's going to say, well done, my good and faithful servant. Enter in. Or he's going to say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. I never knew you. I never had relationship with you. That's from the Greek word genosko. I never knew you because you were not in relationship with me. You did not abide in me. You did not stay connected to me. I don't want to be ashamed. So in this month of sharing, let's please. He's coming back. Yes, he let's is. Do everything that we can to be vessels, to be used for the master. Because I don't know about you, but I want to see his kingdom expand.
Hallelujah.
He's blessed me so much, I cannot tell you. And what he's done for me, I want to see others happen. Father Yabba, we come to you right now. My name is Yeshua. Thank you for motivation. We're motivated to do your will, to do your work. You didn't just sit by and tell us to work and you didn't do anything. That's not the way it worked. You came down from glory and you worked. You got your hands dirty. You demonstrated to us what is required and what we should do. And it is our good and faithful service. Our desire this morning, Father, help us rebuild. If we don't have the mindset to share, if we don't have the mindset to work, Father, change our mindset, Father. Our desire is to be used by you. We give you the glory for this. You've done so much for us. Grace, mercy, love. You didn't have to do it. You did. We're grateful. Now, what can we do for you? So we present our bodies, living sacrifice. Use us. Yeshua's name we pray. Amen. Keep your head bowed. Please keep your head bowed. And I just have a couple questions to ask, and I have to do this before we leave. Maybe someone came here and said, listen, you know what you're talking about? this joy that I've seen demonstrated in this place, this word, this direction, this knowledge that I'm seeing in the word, I'm hearing from the word. I want that kind of relationship. I know that there's some things in my life. I want relationship. If that's you this morning, all you have to do is raise your hands and say, I want that. We can pray for you for that. Say, I want relationship. I wanted it in my life. I want Yeshua in my life. Second call says simply this. I had a relationship with him and I drifted away. I'm not close like I used to be, and I want to be closer. I want that restored. I want our relationship restored back to the way it should be. He's a God of the second chance, third, fourth, fifth. He's a God of reconciliation. If that's you, raise your hand and we'll pray for you. Restoration today, today. Your relationship with him restored. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father Yahweh, we thank you. Your word has gone forth. Your worship has gone forth, Father. We've encouraged each other, Father, in the mighty name of Yeshua. Those that did not raise their hand, Father, continue to minister to them. Continue to draw them, Father Yahweh, to another opportunity presents itself, Father. Our desire, Father, is to be everything that you need us to be and where you need us to be. So we give you glory for your direction now and forevermore. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Come on, let's give him praise. Darn it. Afternoon. All right. So really quickly.